You're listening to SBS News.
Germany has the chance to make history in Russia by becoming the first team in more than half a century to successfully defend the World Cup title. Their lead-up form couldn't be better. 10 wins in 10 qualifying matches with just 4 goals conceded, picking up a Confederations Cup along the way. Coach Joachim Löw is well aware there will be plenty of talented opponents at this tournament to hunt the Germans down.
We are the reigning world champions, Confederation Cup winners. Now, of course, our goal is to stay at the top. It will be difficult because now we have won everything. Everyone wants to topple us from the throne. So we have to expect this, and we will probably face greater opposition than we did in Brazil.
With new leader Toni Kroos marshalling the midfield and a hardened backbone, including Thomas Müller, Mats Hummels and Jerome Boateng, SBS football analyst Lucy Zelich says the power and depth of the German squad can't be overstated.
This is a team that's very experienced, very well drilled, and that understands how to compete at this tournament and how to win it. They're the reigning champions, first and foremost. But second to that, also, the fact that, you know, they went to the Confederations Cup last year with what was highly regarded as a B team, right? Jogi Löw was smashed publicly by everybody within Germany saying you're being disrespectful and that you're not actually selecting the best players possible to win this. Then they go on and win it. So when you look at that, you also have to consider that they too are going to be right up there again.
Joining Germany in Group F is another World Cup regular, but one that's never been able to go all the way. In the past 6 tournaments, Mexico has been knocked out in the round of 16. Its lead-up form has been topsy-turvy to say the least. A 7-0 drubbing at the hands of Chile at the Copa America and a 4-1 Confederations Cup loss to Germany have been balanced by impressive recent wins over Poland, Bosnia and Iceland in friendlies. Defender Osvaldo Alanis says the team is coping with the pressure of expectation on it by adopting the old adage, just take one game at a time.
We've changed our mentality a little. Rather than thinking about a World Cup quarterfinal, we're concentrating on giving the best of ourselves and thinking about everything that is Mexican football. We want to achieve great things and not just to hit a goal to reach a 5th game. So we're looking at it like this, to get familiar with the pressure that we have.
Another Group F combatant, and perhaps an unlikely one, is Sweden. Drawn in a qualifying group with France and the Netherlands, then up against Italy in a playoff, the Swedes weren't expected to be making the trip to Russia. They'll be doing so without the country's all-time top scorer, Zlatan Ibrahimovic, who retired from international football after the 2016 European Championships. Fleet-footed Emil Forsberg has proved a more than handy replacement as the team's X-factor. And coach Jana Andersson is pleased with the squad he's put together, despite the lack of famous names.
Most of the players are players that was playing during the qualification and the playoff, and I thought that they should be also taking part of the World Cup. Maybe 1 or 2 or 3 positions, I would think a little bit extra about it, and it was the midfield players that was the biggest question, which 8 we should choose. But I'm very satisfied with how we processed it and where we are today. I think we showed in the qualification in playoff that we had similar the same score then, and I think we did it really well, so hopefully it's a strength in that way.
Rounding out Group F is South Korea, which has featured in every World Cup for the past 32 years. The team's form has been patchy since reaching the Asian Cup final in 2015, and it only secured a Russian berth with a nil-all draw with Uzbekistan on the final day of the Asian group stages. A key to their fortunes will be the form of English team players, including midfielder Son Heung-min, the top-scoring Asian player in Premier League history. The 25-year-old Tottenham Hotspur star has been keen to reassure fans over questions about his fitness.
My recovering physical condition is quite important. If I don't feel good, I can get treatment, so there's not much to worry about that. I can clearly promise that I will prepare myself to make my body 100% or 120% by the World Cup, so I hope you will not worry too much.
The biggest worry for coach Shin Tae-yong might well be finding someone to share the goal-scoring burden to get the South Koreans through what looks to be a challenging group stage. Germany and Mexico, the favourites to advance. Gareth Borum, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.